Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with your news briefing. The PM's in Madrid ahead of the NATO summit where talk on the Russian invasion of Ukraine will dominate. Anthony Albanese says Australia is not immune to the impacts of that war and most Aussies can attest to that.
Even an island continent like Australia across the other side of the world has been impacted by this with rising petrol prices and the difficult issues relating to the supply chains.
The floods in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales earlier this year are now the third costliest natural disaster on record. There's been almost 230,000 claims across both states, amounting to $4.8 billion, according to the Insurance Council of Australia. Looking overseas, and a warning, this story may be distressing to some. Three people are in custody in Texas following the discovery of close to 50 bodies in the back of a truck. Another 16 people have been hospitalised. It's believed the group may have been migrants. It's been revealed close to half surveyed in the most recent census had a parent born overseas. Around 40% who took part had no religion, and more than a million reported being a single parent family. ABS statistician David Gruen says around 8 million, or a third of those who took part, also reported a long-term health condition.
The most reported health condition for children was asthma, whereas for younger adults, it was mental health conditions, and for the older population, arthritis.
And a CoreLogic study shows more than one in five Aussie homes sold for $1 million or more over the year to March. Listener.